אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, עמוד 193, מאמר פתיחה.
We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are continuing from item 136.
Let's start from 134.
כלל גדול בענייני
המוחים
ובעליות הפרצופים והעולמות הנוהגים בשיטה.
The great rule concerning the permanent mochin and the ascents of the paltzufim and the worlds during the 6,000 years. It has already been explained that the emergence of the gadlut of the galv and zat of nikudim came in three sequences by way of the three dots cholam shuruk chirik. From this, you can understand that there are two kinds of completion of ten sefirot for reception of mochin of gadlut. The first is through its ascent and incorporation in the upper one, that is, when the zon of Ak shone the new light through the tabul to keter of nikudim and lowered the bottom hay from Nikve Enayim of Keter to its
Peh.
Thus, the fallen Achap of Keter that were in Abba Ve'ima ascended and returned to their degree in Keter, completing its ten sefirot. It is discerned in that state that Galgalta Enayim of Abba Ve'ima, which were attached to the Achap of Keter, ascended along with them. Hence, Abba Ve'ima too are incorporated in the complete ten sefirot of Keter, since the lower one that ascends to the upper one becomes like it. It is therefore considered that Abba Ve'ima too obtained the Achap they lacked to complete their ten sefirot by their incorporation in the Keter. This is the first kind of mochin of gadlut.
Maybe again.
Again, item 134. It has already been explained that the emergence of the gadlut of the gar and the zat of nikudim came in three sequences by way of the three dots cholam shuruk chirik. From this you can understand that there are two kinds of completion of ten sefirot for reception of mochin of gadlut. The first is through its ascent and incorporation in the upper one, that is, when Zon of Ak shone the new light through the Tabur to Keter of Nikudim and lowered the bottom hay from Nikve Enayim of Keter to its Peh. Thus, the fallen Achap of Keter that were in Abba Ve'ima ascended and returned to their degree in Keter, completing its ten sefirot. It is discerned that in that state, Galgalta Enayim of Abba Ve'ima, which were attached to the Achap of Keter, ascended along with them. Hence, Abba Ve'ima too are incorporated in the complete ten sefirot of Keter. Since the lower one that ascends to the upper one becomes like it. It is therefore considered that Abba Ve'ima too obtained the Achap they lacked to complete their ten sefirot by their incorporation in the Keter. This is the first kind of mochin of gadlut.
Shilot.
Questions.
No, PT 19.
PT 19.
Morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. So yesterday we learned that the lower one goes up to the upper one, and it's and he said yesterday towards the end of the lesson that what separates the system are the reshimo that rise from below upwards. The reshimo are what activate it, yes?
Well,
so what's the condition for the records, these records to work from below upwards? What activates them? Because not everyone gets these records to go from below upwards, so what activates it?
The records exist everywhere, in any patsuf, and every part of it. The question is, as much as they need right now to awaken and implement themselves, that's it.
What awakens these reshimot to rise? What is the condition?
The lights awaken the reshimot, the records.
Okay, but what's the condition? What activates them? It's not anyone that can activate them, right?
If the light is near the record, it shines on it and it awakens.
Let's say the following. Can we, those who study the Kabbalah, wisdom of Kabbalah, can we activate these records ourselves or only in the ten together?
I can't say anything about that. We need to reach it and learn it. You're taking something you don't understand and you want to try and explain something else you don't understand with that. Will anything come out of that?
No, thank you anyway.
He writes that there are Abba and Ima, also Abba and Ima are included.
He writes that Abba and Ima are also included in the complete 10 Sefirot of the Keter.
Yeah.
What does it mean that Abba and Ima are included in these 10 Sefirot of the Keter and not just in the Achap that has fallen?
What's he say here? We're speaking about the first type of Gadlut. It has already been explained that the emergence of Gadlut, of Gal, and Zat, of Nikudim came in three sequences, by the way of three dots, Cholam Shuruk Chirik. For this, you can understand that there are two kinds of completion of Ten Sefirot for reception of Mochin of Gadlut, meaning there are two possibilities to reach Gadlut, greatness. The first is its ascent and incorporation in the upper one, that is when Zon of Ak shone the new light through the Tabur to Keter of Nikudim and lowered the bottom hay from Nikve Naim of Keter to its pet. Thus, the fallen Achap of Keter that were in Abba Ve'ima ascended and returned to their degree in Keter, completing its ten sefirot. It is discerned that in that state, Galgal Te'anayim of Abba Ve'ima, which were attached to Achap of Keter, ascended along with them. Hence, Abba Ve'ima too are incorporated in the complete ten sefirot of Keter. That completion is not on their account, obviously, but that's what happens to them, since the lower one that ascends to the upper one becomes like it. It is therefore considered that Abba Ve'ima too obtained the achap that they lacked to complete their ten sefirot. Now there's also achap of Abba Ve'ima by their incorporation in the Keter. This is the first kind of mochin of Gadlut, meaning part of the Gadlut was already attained. 135. The second kind is a degree that was completed in the Ten Sefirot by itself, not by being carried or dragged up. When the Zon of Ak shone the new light through Yesod of Ak, called the Dot of Shuruk, to Abba Ve'ima, and lowered the bottom hay from Nikve Enayim of Abba Ve'ima themselves to their pit. By this, they elevated the vessels of Achab of Abba Ve'ima from the place to which they fell into the Zat, the Rosh of Abba Ve'ima, and completed their ten sefirot. Thus now Abba Ve'ima are completed by themselves, since now they have obtained the actual vessels of Achab that they lacked. That's why they attained it on their own. Conversely, in the first kind, when they received their completion from Keter through adhesion with Achab, they were actually still deficient of the Achab. But due to their incorporation in the Keter, they received through it an illumination from their Achab, which sufficed only to complete them in the ten sefirot while they were still in the place of Keter, in the ascent, and not at all when they departed from there to their own place. That is called that for now, this is how they attain the vessels they were lacking. When they ascend, they have it. When they descend, they don't have it. 136. Similarly, these two kinds of completion are found in Zat as well, of Nichudim. The first is during the illumination of Shuruk, and the ascent of Achab of Abba Ve'ima, at that time the Galgal Ta'anayim of Zat that are attached to them ascended along with them to Abba Ve'ima, to where they received discernment of Achab to complete their ten sefirot. Meaning, in Abba Ve'ima, there's already a whole ten sefirot. These Achab are not yet their actual Achab, but only an illumination of Achab sufficient to complete the ten sefirot while they are in Abba Ve'ima, but not at all when they descend to their own place. That's the first completion. The second completion, the second kind, the Zat obtained the second kind of completion of the ten sefirot during the expansion of Mochin from Abba Ve'ima to the Zat. By this, they too lowered the ending bottom hay from their chazeh to the Siyum Raglin of Ak. All the way to the end. They elevated their Tanhi from Bia and connected them to their degree to Atzilut. Then, had they not been broken and died, they would have been completed with ten complete sefirot by themselves, since now they have obtained the actual Achab that they lacked. That is what happened with Abba Ve'ima. In the four Paltzufim that emerge from Abba Ve'ima into the vessels of Chagat, as well as in the four Paltzufim that emerge from Yesut in the vessels of Tanhim, there are these two kinds of completion of ten sefirot too. This is because, first, each of them was completed by their adhesion with Achab of Abba Ve'ima and Yesut while they were still at the Rosh. This is the first completion of the ten sefirot of the first type. Afterward, they afterward, when they expanded to Bia, they wanted to be completed by completing the second kind of Ten Sfirot. This applies to the Sfirot with Sfirot as well, meaning in each detail, there are more details in each one of these Patsufim. This happens again. You should know, 138, that these five Patsufim of Atzilut, Atik, Arich, Anpin, Abba, Veima, and Zon, were established in permanence, and no diminution applies to them. Atik emerged on the level of Keter, Arich Anpin in the level of Chochmah, Abba Veima at the level of Bina, and Zon at the level of Zer Anpin, Vak without Arosh. Thus, the vessels of Achab that were sorted for them at the time of Gadlut were considered the completion of the first kind of Ten Sfirot. The first kind, by the way of Dat of Cholam that shone in the Keter of Nikudim. At that time, Abba Veima too were completed by the Keter and obtained illumination of the vessels of Achab. Hence, although Atik, Arich Anpin, and Abba Veima all had 10 complete Sfirot at the Rosh, no Gar from it reached their Gufim. Even Partsuf Atik had only Vak without Rosh at the Guf, and so did Arich Anpin and Abba Veima. The reason for this is that the more refined is sorted first. Hence, only the completion of the first kind of Ten Sfirot was sorted in them from the perspective of its ascent to the upper one, that is, the illumination of the vessels of Achab, which suffices to complete the Ten Sfirot of the Rosh. But there is still no expansion from Rosh to the Guf, since when Abba Ve'ima were incorporated in Keter of Nikudim, the illumination of Achab through the Keter sufficed with them, and not at all upon their expansion to their own place from the Peh of Keter of Nikudim downward. And since the Gufim of Atik and Arich Anpin and Abba Veima were in Vak without Arosh, it is all the more so with Zon themselves. Consider the general Guf of Atzilut that emerged in Vak without Arosh. I guess there are many questions up to here.
Yes, Oren.
Yes, Oren.
Regarding the Gadlut of the first Mina Aleph, when the Keter completes itself with ten Sefirot, raises its Achab, why do Abba and Ima, which are included in him, why do they receive strength to connect their Achab in some form?
They feel the ascent they get in addition, but this addition isn't for them, it's not on their account. And they can't be corrected from this.
They learn from the Keter, they receive inspiration from it.
They get an inspiration or illumination from Keter, from him raising them, but not that they themselves cause this ascent, and they're participating in this, they're not participating in this actively.
So when they are included in Keter, what does it give to them in relation to themselves, to their ability to connect the Achab?
They still have the records. They know that this can take place. And by this, they are corrected in somewhat.
They see that the upper one sees some action.
Yeah, then the action of the upper one, even though with their own forces, they cannot do it.
It's like what a father that teaches their child.
Yeah, we can say that, that he raises him.
כן.
מפיתי 30 שואלים, למה הגדלות שהיה בעולם הניקודים?
They ask, why is the greatness of the world of Nikudim? Why did that cause the breakage of the vessels? But here, it isn't causing the breakage of the vessels.
There, they were dealing with the real Malchut. And here, no.
וכאן לא.
Here, no.
What
does it mean, the true Malchut? What's the difference?
The Malchut that raised the real vessels of the world to receive, and they wanted to receive in them in order to bestow, that there was no preparation for the correction there yet.
יש להם כבר מקום לזה?
עוד מעט.
Here the vessels are ready for correction already. There's room for it.
Soon, yes. They're on the way to be prepared for correction. On the way to the recognition, as much yes or no, or you can fill the vessel every time.
Gadi.
רב, תגיד בבקשה, פה דווקא פועל ביטול בעליון שלא היה בניקודים.
Here is the annulment in the upper one acting that there didn't exist in Nikudim.
עובדים עם הכלים של עצמם.
That they are annulled and not working with their own vessels of Malchut.
כן.
Yeah.
יעקב.
מורגש שיש כאן שני תהליכים. אחד זה שאתה
that there are two processes here.
מתוך התקללות העליון.
One that the lower one from its inclusion rises, that the upper one raises it, and the second is that the lower one rises with its own strength from its own desire.
והתוצאה
is the result, the same result that the lower one goes to the upper one and it becomes like it.
שאומר התחתון שעולה
There's a sentence here that says the lower one that goes to the upper one becomes similar to the upper one.
It becomes like him.
בשתי הדרכים האלו התוצאה שמתקבלת היא אותה תוצאה.
So in these two paths is the outcome the same outcome?
בשתי דרכים האלה התוצאה
These two paths the outcome is the same outcome. Well, it's not exactly the same, but it brings to the same decision on how you really need to be corrected.
So why are there two different ways to reach the same outcome?
It's not correct. We'll see.
בסדר.
Okay.
קוף למתת, כן?
139, right?
אמנם באק לא היה כן.
139. Yet, this was not so in Ak. Rather, the entire quantity that emerged in the Roshim of the Parzufim of Ak expanded to their gufim as well. Hence, all five partsufim of Atzilut are regarded as merely vak of the partsufim of Ak. This is why they are called the new ma, or ma of the five partsufim of Ak, meaning the level of Zeranpin, which is ma without gar. Gar are galgalta absag, since the core of the degree is discerned according to its expansion to the guf from the peh down. Since the first three partsufim do not expand into the guf, but only vak without a rosh, they are considered ma which is the level of Vak without a Rosh, with respect to the five Partsufim of Ak.
That means that to begin with, it's already organized in a way that what expands in the gufim, in the bodies, that only the degree of ma, and not all the degrees that are in the rosh. There are a few more questions that come from here, but we won't get into it. It'll make us scatter in all directions. What?
רב, אנחנו בעצם לומדים על איך המערכת מתקנת את השבירה של עולם הנקודים.
We learn how the system corrects the shattering in the world of Nikudim.
Right.
So according to what we read now, all the achaps of all the parsufim of Atzilut, they're all fallen in Biyah, actually, right?
Yeah.
Excluding maybe Atik, which isn't.
Maybe later.
האחאפ של העליון.
Another small question, the achap of the upper one. Is it pure in the miachap of the upper one, or is it coarser?
Both.
What does that mean?
If it's more coarse, so when it ascends upward, it becomes more pure.
He needs to raise the lower one, it needs to raise its achap, the lower one. And this is actually its vessel of reception. So in that state, so the lower one will be able to work with it. Are they purer vessels or are they coarser?
More coarse?
Coarser, yeah. So how can the lower one work with them in that case?
What's the benefit of them being more pure?
Maybe to enable the lower one to learn how to work with the chap, to raise it, so he can work with its chap. How can they work with such coarse vessels of reception?
The upper one shows him.
So it does some action. What does it show him?
The upper one shows him how to work with the achap.
With the achap that are coarser and cruder, and then.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
let's see. Women Europe.
Madam.
Good morning.
Morning.
Rav, this entire lesson, it's like, I just feel like very poor. Very, my brain has gone, I can't think. It's just my heart and I just feel very poor. What is the prayer?
Nice.
You're starting your life from the beginning. Empty heart, empty mind. That's very good.
בחורה.
A woman.
אז מה את רוצה עכשיו?
So, what do you want now?
It's like I'm just holding on to you and all the friends, and I just feel like I'm just holding on to you guys when all of this is being said, and I feel this yearning to know something, but I just hold on to you all because I don't have nothing.
Tov.
Okay, so we need to take you on our hands and together with you to ascend to what we need until we rise to the mountain of the Lord. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll try to do that.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, а вот в чем смысл необходимости восполнения 10 сферот? До этого мы учили просто нисхождение ступеней сверху вниз, и здесь есть необходимость восполнения 10 сферот. Что это значит и для чего это?
Beforehand we spoke only about the expansion of the sferot, and here we're talking about the completion of the 10 sferot. What's the uniqueness here?
Here, there's an additional will to receive, big, true will to receive. Not a will to receive that it was in order to bestow or something, but the real, the will to receive of creation. And now we need it. We need in some kind of way to divide it and connect all those little parts one by one, each one on the degree that is suitable for it, in its nature that is suitable for it. That's our work.
So what does it mean, this completion of 10 sefirot? There's all kinds of variations of how it's done.
I don't understand.
Разные варианты восполнения 10 сферот. Что это значит, что они восполняются?
There are different ways here to complete 10 сферот. What does it mean that they're completed?
What
does it mean, the first and second type, and the third, what?
The process we're learning here are two types of completion of 10 sefirot. One is in the gadlut of the first one, and the second of the second.
Yeah.
The process here that 10 sefirot are completed. So Vlad is talking about the essence. What is this process of completing the 10 sefirot?
I can't concentrate. Who can answer?
No.
The second restriction, part of the spheroid, all the lower part, it fell from the clay. Now it's receiving it back.
More? Who else was there who wanted to answer?
Ken.
Also in Katnut there's still the Achap lacking to reach Gadlut. You need to complete 10 Sfirot.
What? Ken.
The completion is the patsuf that can be an equivalence to the upper one receiving in order to bestow, to be an active part in the system.
What does he do that by? By taking deficiency from below to ask light from above to receive it and to bestow it.
Yeah.
Old.
More.
Again.
Yep.
There's a connection here of two parts of him. One part from the Achap of the upper one and part of the Galgaltanim of the lower one, and something new that makes the connection between them.
Again.
Yeah.
פרצוף מקבל תוספת החאפ מפרצוף התחתון, מבקש מפרצוף העליון תוספת מסך, כדי שהכלי הזה יתווסף.
The פרצוף from the upper one has an addition of the masach, and then the פרצוף is included, and when the addition of the masach is added, it's called the completion of 10 sefirot.
Nice. More. Niv, you don't have anything to say? What happened to you?
Gadi.
Gadi.
בנקודים השלמת עשר
ספירות. The nikudim, the completion of ten sefirot from katnut to gadlut didn't succeed. So there is a different kind of completion in the minha aleph, the first type, which is included in the upper one, and only in such a way it can receive its completion. And then, in its place, it works like the upper one, like the example from the upper one, and it already works with its vessels.
כן.
אפשר אולי להגיד ש...
maybe you...
כיוון שאולי יכל להשלים את ה...
you could say that maybe because it didn't know how to complete its vessels of reception first of all.
קודם כל, לתקן את הכוונה.
So maybe first it needs to correct the intention. The intention is that it's done for the sake of the upper one.
ואז כשהוא למד את זה, כשהוא קיבל את זה מהחפ דקטר.
Then when he received the achap of Keter, with his intention, he can work with its vessels.
יפה.
Nice.
No.
Well.
זהו.
That's it.
טוב.
Okay.
אז,
so,
הלאה.
Next.
נמשיך לקרוא?
לא.
Should we keep reading?
No.
אז נעבור
לכם. Move on to the next part.
ולפני כן נשיר ביחד שיר.
So let's move on to the next part, and first we'll sing a song.
Together we can hear. Through the fire we will find a place above the fear. A melody in every heart is waiting to be heard. We will sing with one desire. His song will fill the world.
Sobre un mar de odio hoy luchamos por el bien, nos abrazaremos ya, la ola va a llegar. Un lejano faro está brillando sin cesar. Toda nuestra transgresión cubrimos con amor. Есть зло, станет вдруг добром. Как заполнишь пустоту вечным естеством. Как из плачения сердец вырвется мольба. Все прегрешения покрыв любовью навсегда. Shachar, me'orer et ha-shachar, me'acher b'neinu t'avrayim. Me'orer et ha-shachar,